Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Eck. Hope you're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, I have to say, I don't want to jinx it. I don't think I believe in jinx, but I really don't want to jinx it. But my mom has been so chill. Oh, it's just been great. I don't know if she's been like this ever in the past 3 years, but if she has, it's been a long, long time. You know, not a lot of anxiety, not a lot of, hostility. Like I said, excuse me, I think I told you guys on the podcast, I certainly have told people in person, like over the weekend, she did ball her fist up to try to punch me while I was trying to put on a Depends, but she just didn't have the energy to throw the punch, or she just was like, whatever. She thought better of it or something. And she stopped, you know. So I don't know what's going on. It may be that clarity that people get. Apparently with Alzheimer's, usually I think I've read it's only been 24 hours where people remember things. They are talking clearly. They're being really sweet, they seem like themselves, and that's the clarity before death. So I don't know if this is what that is, or I don't know. I know she was very, very sick, and she lost a lot of blood, and I mentioned some relatives the other day, and she laughed so hard, and she remembered them, and this is kind of what it was like the days before she fell. Like January 1st was really fun and sweet. January 2nd was nice. And then she woke up in a tizzy on January 3rd, was trying to pee in the kitchen. And as you guys know, she got upset and tried to get away from me and fell and hit her head. And so this may be the most pleasant she's been since the year started. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. It is. You know, 90 days of hell is 90 days of hell. Like the TBI, like the traumatic brain injury on top of brain disease, on top of incontinence, like just so much urine everywhere. And just, it's been a tough year. So I'm super thankful, deeply thankful for this respite. She got up at 2 a.m. to go to the bathroom, and I saw her light on, and I went in there, and she was like, oh, good morning. I mean, just sweet and nice, and she listens to me, and we get things done, and it's been really, really nice, and I hope it lasts. Make it last forever. Not only a good concept, but a fantastic song. It's really probably the only Keith Sweat song I can listen to this day. Make it last forever. Ooh. 1987. Good year. Yeah, it was a good song. Keith's voice, though, it doesn't hold up for me. I really can't listen to a bunch of his music, but I did like that song. Excuse me, I'm yawning, and I'm not going to edit it out, sorry. Okay, my bad. I slept okay, and it wasn't my mom's fault. She slept fine. I was actually awake when she wanted to get up. I've gotten in the habit of going to sleep early for her, and then I go to sleep so early, there's a part of my body that's like, hey, it's 2 o'clock, wake up. So if you know, I'm not up for her, I still wake up for a couple hours in the middle of the night, which seems so weird. So I gotta figure something out. But anyway, not complaining. It is what it is. For months, I had to be up in the middle of the night for almost all of 2022. So anyway, I have heard some feedback from a couple of you who've also tried to watch or watched the Jerrod Carmichael reality show. I don't know that he's going to be a comedian anymore. I think this is going to be his thing. Just this, you know, kind of, how much pain can I take? Like, he's just going to be a walking self-humiliation ritual, which I hope that doesn't last. I thought Rothaniel was interesting, but like, don't live there. Get better, get healed, be a comedian, make us fucking laugh. Because I'm telling you, the stuff you're doing right now ain't particularly hilarious. And I don't know. It feels like, you know, we should be concerned about you. And I don't know, when I'm watching comedy, or a comedian, I'd rather just laugh. You know, turn your pain into something humorous. And we do not need a television version of this part of your life. And whoever said yes to this should probably consider another job, because this is not it. Maybe they owe somebody a favor or something. I don't know, but this ain't it. You know, so anyway, I did see, and this did not hold up well. So Puffy has several children, and I think three mothers of the kids. Something like that. And so his sons were handcuffed during the raid, two of his sons. His oldest, Justin, and his oldest with Kim Porter, Christian. So Misa, who's Justin's mom, was like, I think it's wrong to handcuff my sons, da-da-da-da. If they weren't black, you wouldn't have handcuffed them, da-da-da. That is not true. This was not the police showing up to do a wellness check. This was a federal raid of a home suspected of trafficking humans. And then on top of that, also, one of the lawsuits states that Puffy deals guns and distributes weapons. So, of course, they're going to handcuff anybody who's in the house. And I think the point is being missed. Like, this dude clearly got tipped off his houses were going to be raided, and he was nowhere to be found. But he left his kids there. And we're not talking, like, below 15-year-olds. These aren't kids. Justin's 30-something years old. Christian's 20-something years old. They're old enough to shoot at whoever's coming into the house. And if they were talking shit like we were led to believe initially, that's how you get yourself a handcuffs. But they were going to get handcuffed anyway. You know? Short of being a teenage girl. Because the daughters weren't named in the lawsuits, but the boys are. Two of the boys anyway. And I don't know, somebody, you can't believe everything you see. Somebody was saying that they didn't know it was Sean Combs' home. I don't believe that. You don't execute a tactical raid to that degree. Someone knew where they were going and what they were doing. But I do deeply disagree. When there is a federal investigation and a federal raid on your home, you're going to get put in handcuffs. So don't be home. Right? Don't leave your children at home. And we're not talking little boys. We're talking men. And they could very well be armed and dangerous as well. You know, why should we go soft on them because they're celebrities? And this whole argument that, well, if they weren't black, well, you know what? How will we know? Have you ever watched another federal raid? Because all the federal raids I've ever seen, people get detained, their houses get trashed, because there is a specific reason why they're in the home. And it really has nothing to do with race. You know, and the fact that this guy's been getting away with these crimes for so long, you all are missing the whole point when you focus on stuff like that. Who cares? These two particular sons are also named in lawsuits. That will get you a pair of handcuffs. You know, and I'm guessing it was a giant house. If you don't secure all of the men who could possibly be threats, you know, no one's expressing any sympathy for the guy who used to be a basketball star in college, who's the drug mule now. I didn't see any empathy or sympathy tweets or Instagram posts for him. And now he's a drug mule and he got arrested. He got arrested and put in jail. So he's probably going to be charged with something. Or he's got to give his testimony in exchange for some freedom. I'm telling you, people, you can't be selective about this stuff. And I get it. People don't like the police. People don't like the feds. People don't like this. But at the end of the day, focus on what needs to be focused on, which is this man has raped and allegedly and drugged and moved people out of the way for, I would say, at least the last 15 years. I don't know that he started his career this way, but it seems like, you know, Puffy hasn't sold a bunch of records in the last 20 years. And once you make that money, it doesn't just regenerate. You have to keep earning money. People have told us he's a billionaire, but is he really? Have you ever seen anybody in Sean John? You know? And there's a very strong theory that he was shipping clothes as a front for shipping drugs and guns. And that's what a raid is supposed to produce. We're going to figure it out. The feds are going to, they have acted on what they believed they were investigating. And you can't have all these high profile lawsuits and have the feds just ignore it. You know, they didn't know what they were going to find in that house. And I'm getting to the point where if this dude was Epstein, which I think he was, I think there are a bunch of Jeffrey Epstein types out here, and you can't tell where they make their money. Yeah. And I think it's just a time for those people to be exposed, and they're going down. And it has nothing to do with people. This has been spiritual. You know, you reap what you sow. And some of y'all have been horrible people. You've been dishonest. You've been duplicitous. You've been evil. Some of you people have just been out here doing, and you probably don't listen to this podcast, but people have popped into your mind when I said those words. Those people, some of them are famous, some of them aren't. Some of them are people you never even heard of, but the people think that you're evil. And some of these people want to be household names and will do anything for that. And that never ends well. And what you've done in the dark comes out in the light eventually. And guess what? 2024 is a turn on the lights year. And people are getting exposed and they are running like roaches. Have you noticed how nobody is defending Diddy? There's not one person who's like, that's my boy, that's my man. 100 grand, he would never do no shit like that. Like, no one is saying that. Everybody seems to be well aware of what he's capable of. And I get that you don't want to see your son in handcuffs, and I get that you think your son is this great guy, and I get that you know things about him that the rest of the world doesn't know. But guess what? When you hang around criminals, you do criminal things. And your son might possibly be going to prison, Misa. If they can prove that he shot his friend in that bathroom, or he watched Diddy shoot his friend in that bathroom and then lied about it, that makes you guilty of murder, whether you shot the gun or not. Tell your kids that. Make sure they understand. If they get in a car with someone who has felonious intention, yo, ride with me while I go, you know, I got to hit a lick first, but then we going to go and hang out, me and you. Okay. As soon as you get in that car, whatever the lick is, you an accomplice. And if you're in a car and someone commits a murder, it's like you committed the murder too. So, yo, be careful who you hang out with. Tell your kids that. Make sure they understand, you know, when people have bad intentions, they might as well be your bad intentions. That's just the law. And it doesn't matter how you feel. And it doesn't matter if it's racist and rigged. That's the law. And a lot of people no matter what their background. They go to prison off of that. So, you know, you need to understand and get out of this whole narrative that everything is race-based. Some of it is, some of it isn't. Most of it isn't. That's how criminals get handled. People who are, you worried about the race of the people now, but Puffy been black this whole time that he been terrorizing other black people. You know, so focus on that. Focus on the fact that his sons have been named in lawsuits as perpetrators. And the two particular sons just happened to be the ones in the handcuffs. And yes, it was tactical. And yes, it was militaristic. Because this man has been playing in everybody's face. And whoever was protecting him has decided that it's not worth it anymore. And he, you know, developed himself a drug habit. You can't be no good nothing being a junkie. You're not going to have good judgment. And it sounds like Puffy does a variety of drugs. He's addicted to a variety of drugs. And like I said, whoever was protecting him has decided to stop. So stay tuned. And it's not a distraction. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is pointing towards, hey, maybe some of my favorite celebrities are people who've enjoyed sex trafficked people. And we all are making an assumption that they're young girls, you know, 17, 16, close to being grown. You got to understand there are some people who don't want to be with close to grown or grown people. They want to be with children. I said it on this podcast and I meant it a year ago, 2 years ago. No one cares about the gay stuff with Puffy. If you're truly a gay man and you made these discoveries about yourself and now you brother love and you want to be a gay man, be that. But what you can't be is a man who has sex with children. That's rape. Children can't consent. If you're a child rapist, people have a problem with that. And so the group of people that group apparently you put too much attention on this situation that they can't risk exposure and they cutting you loose. Is Puffy a Don? No. He may be a Don of a certain group. He may be the boss of a certain group, but he's not even the tip of the iceberg. Like, he's just part of the base of the iceberg. You know, there are people, I believe this industry, you watch that Quiet on Set. This entertainment industry is fueled off of pedophilia. It's fueled off of drugs. It's fueled off of demonic sex rituals. Like, there are separate things going on. It all looks the same, but it's not. You know, there are people who are pedophiles. Then there are people who are pedophiles who worship the devil. Then you got people who are pedophiles who, you know, they just make movies and record albums. And in order to get a deal, you got to, you know, sacrifice your child to have sex with them. That's the physical stuff. Some people are sacrificing their children spiritually, you know. So it's a lot going on. It's a lot to unpack. And I understand tempers are running high and, you know, especially people who just love black people and never could see any fault with black people and just have a hard time saying black people are doing things wrong. You know, y'all about to have it really rough because Jay-Z is next. It sounds to me like Bieber is going to let everybody know that Puffy passed him around sexually. And it was approved by some higher ups. Some of those higher ups have been already named in these lawsuits. And you're going to see this really volatile house of cards of people of color who you thought were quote unquote black excellence. And it turned out they were just fucking demons. And you love their songs and you love their music and you crack up at their interviews. They're just so down to earth. I'm telling you, that's coming. I believe it in my spirit. And it's not just Jay. It's not just Beyonce. There are some very dark spirited people who happen to share the black race, and they not for us. They not for humans. They're not for life. They're not for love. And y'all are really going to be torn. You people who just love black people, can't say nothing bad about black people, you're going to really, really struggle. Because you're going to see the divide is not about race. That's the test. It's never been about race. It's about whether you're a good person or a bad person. That's it. We came here to understand, can you be good in a bad environment? Can you be kind in an unkind environment? Can you love in an unloving environment? There are a lot of people who call this the Earth School. You came here to learn things. And sometimes you have to learn things the hard way. Most of us learn the hard way. And I have been working in a field for the past 6 years where I'm like, yo, this isn't about race. This is about a kind of person. There is a kind of person who will rape your grandmother who's 85 years old, home alone at 10 o'clock at night. And this is not alleged. This happened, you know, and they come in all colors. You know, there is a kind of person who will set their children on fire. They come in all colors. You need to be less concerned about the exterior of what a person's skin color is and more worried about the content of their character. Because some of these people have no character. And you being loyal to them based off of their race, and they will slit your throat. They do not give two fucks about you and your feelings. And that's real talk. And I believe that's what we came here to learn. How to be kind in an unkind world. How to focus on being fair when things aren't fair to you. We don't live in a meritocracy. You know, for all your hard work, you're not always met with the proper pay. Especially if you're a woman. Especially if you're a woman of color. You know that you've worked just as hard as a man in your department and you didn't get paid right. You've probably worked harder and you didn't get paid the same. And don't tell me, well, you know, white people did it. Hey, I've been in situations where the boss was black and the boss just did not seem to want to make it fair for all the people who worked for him. And it didn't matter if they were black or white. It mattered, or Asian. It mattered by how he felt about you. And that's it. And everybody's not designed to be in a powerful position. They can't be not petty. They have to be petty. They have to punish you for not being, you know, who they want you to be. I'm telling you, we have been focused on all the wrong things. That's not to say you can't have black pride and black love. I love black people. People ask me all the time, how you doing today? Hey, I'm black and beautiful. I'm proud of it. But I ain't going down the road of like all black people are great. And I can't stand to hear nothing bad about black people because I just don't believe it. Yeah, that's not where I am. Because it's not true. If you grew up in a black neighborhood like I did, your first bullies were black. First person stole your bike was black. This whole notion that, you know, let's just smile because all black people get along. That's not true. It's not true for any race. Most murder is intra-racial. People are violent. People fight. People want to, if we were all the same race, we still have most of the same problems. Especially because race plays second fiddle to class. And that's how they keep you locked up and mad about race issues, because they don't want you to focus on class, because the American dream is supposed to be, well, if I work hard, I can change my life. But it's not true. You can work as hard as you want and you can't change your class. They didn't even get rid of the middle class. I think that was just a social experiment. And then they were like, they're getting too comfortable. Let's keep the poor people poor. Rich people have shit. They don't got shit else to do but manipulate the world and come up with these social experiments. Progressive prosecution. It's a great idea. All the power. These prosecutors have too much power. Okay. Now you've elected a bunch of people with no experience. And people are wondering why all the cities are in chaos. They were in chaos before the immigrants and the people they led over the border. You know, you vilify police officers, so they want to quit in droves. You want to defund them. Then you have a bunch of inexperienced prosecutors. What did you all expect? This is all Soros. So George Soros hates America. He didn't even want to move here. He thought, his mindset was, why would you give people the idea that they could be free and to make their own decisions? People are too dumb to make their own decisions. Rich people need to tell poor people what to do. He hated America. And that's the difference between America and Russia. We have the illusion of freedom. But if you can buy a great marketing campaign, then, you know, you're going to win whatever it is. If you have the financing to, and somebody like Soros doesn't want to be the president, but he has enough money to sway the votes for who he wants to be president, you know, so he can manipulate things because he thinks people are too dumb to be free. And you can tell America has the illusion of freedom. And it ain't just a black thing. It's a you not rich thing. If you're not one of these old money families, a Rothschild or, you know, some name we probably never even heard of. If you're not super wealthy, I'm talking about you. And a majority of Americans are not super wealthy. And a majority of Americans are, we all look what we look like. And we're not going to win as long as we separate by race. But if we decided to separate by class, we could win something. 99% is higher than 1%. They got the money, but we got the bodies. Just a thought. Just a thought. I'm speculating. And of course, all this stuff with Puffy is alleged. But you're going to find out that it's not. I really believe that whoever decided to finally stop cover for him, well, they were like, you know what? It might be easier to just cut you loose. So we're going to see a lot of things. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Please take care of yourselves. Be your best at all times. And literally consider trying to be in the house on the 8th. Energetically, it's going to be wild. All right. Protect your neck spiritually and physically.